This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Everything on zero. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Hope you all well. Alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah, this evening we're going to conclude with the 10 major signs of Qiyamah. And last night we spoke about Ya'juj and Ma'juj. And just to recap quickly, the coming of Imam Mahdi would trigger the unification of the Ummah under him. And when the Ummah is behind Imam Mahdi, we're living in a time obviously where there is no leader, there is no Khalifa, he will bring about the age of the Caliphate once again. Then there would be the Malhama, this great world war between Islam and other forces, which will result in the conquest of Constantinople for the Muslims, the reconquest if you will. And then the Dajjal would emerge, and for 2 years, he would reign over the world. And Imam Mahdi and the armies of Islam would be completely overpowered by him, because you can't fight Dajjal. And they will be in hiding until Allah sends Nabi Isa alayhi salam, the Messiah, to come down from Damascus. And his first order of business would be to exterminate Dajjal. And once Dajjal is defeated, there would be just a very, very short period of time when Nabi Isa would look at the people and look at the last few years of complete catastrophe, the Third World War, Dajjal, all these things are happening. And mankind is just about to recover when Ya'juj and Ma'juj will be released upon the earth. And we spoke about what they are, who they are. We have many, many theories about Ya'juj and Ma'juj. And Allah Alam, Allah knows best, there would be an army of immense number, whether they are people, whether they are extraterrestrial, whether they are within the ground, Allah knows best. But this would be such a massive army, and the abilities and technology would be so advanced that even Nabi Isa, the Messiah, would not be able to resist them. And so Allah would inspire in Nabi Isa, take what you can of the believers and hide in Mount Tur. And a period of time would go by where the believers would be held out in the mountains trying to avoid Ya'juj and Ma'juj. Ya'juj and Ma'juj will overwhelm the entire world. They would conquer the world, and then they would try to invade the Sama. And that's quite interesting, because the hadith says that once they rule, conquer the world, they will say, now we would like to fight with those that live in the Sama. And who lives in the Sama? The angels, Allah A'lam. But they would then try to fight in the Sama, and then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would send a plague upon them, and they would all die. Then the survivors, Nabi Isa is still alive, the Messiah is still alive. He will come out of the cave with the survivors, and then what we call the Messianic Age, the age of the Messiah, would begin for a number of years, where there will be absolutely no war, no fighting, even between animals. The world will be prosperous, the plantations would grow, the animals will be fed, and this would be a number of years of complete peace and tranquility on the earth. And then Nabi Isa alayhi salam would die, and Hajj and Umrah will continue, the religion will continue, generation would come and on one after the other, and then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would send what is referred to in the Bible. We call it the wind. In the Bible, it's called the rapture. It's not one of the signs of Qiyamah. It's not one of the 10 major signs, but you'd find within the Bible, they call it the rapture. And in hadith literature, the Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says, after the demise of Nabi Isa, and generations have come and gone, Allah will then send a breeze, a wind, that would go and cover the earth. And any single person who has iman, even the slightest bit of iman, when they inhale this breeze, they will pass away. And so every single believer will die. Why? Because the end of the world and the last remaining signs of Qiyamah is going to be catastrophic. And that will not happen upon believers. So every single person with the slightest bit of iman, with slight goodness in them, they will die. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in authentic hadith, the Quran would disappear overnight. There will be no one that is reciting the Quran, and even the Mus'hafs would go blank, and the Kaaba will be destroyed. So Islam comes to an end on earth, and the people that are there, they would not, even the hadith says, even La ilaha illallah will be forgotten. And so it is well known that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will not allow the world to come to an end where there is a single person still saying the kalima. And so when there is nobody left to say the kalima, the last remaining signs, and basically this is the end of the world, will now come to pass. We spoke about the three signs of Dajjal, Nabi Isa and Ya'juj and Ma'juj, the last seven signs will now come, and they will come very quickly. The first of them is the smoke, and again, we assume the order. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Surah Dukhan, in fact, it's called the Surah of the Smoke. Allah says, فَارْتَقِبْ يَوْمَ تَأْتِ السَّمَاءَ بِدُخَانٍ مُبِينٍ. So wait for the day when the sky will become visibly overcast with a haze, with a smoke. يَخْشَ النَّاسِ, overwhelming the people. هَذَا عَذَابٌ أَلِيمٌ. The whole world will be covered in this dark smoke. Side note, this is a bit academic now. All the scholars and all the Sahaba have said the smoke is one of the signs of the day of Qiyamah. The only person that said it's not, Ibn Mas'ud, the great Sahabi, who said that no, the smoke already occurred. What's he talking about? In the time of the Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam predicted five things to happen on the Quraysh. The Quraysh, you're going to go through five things. Five things will occur. The Romans would be defeated, and this happened in the time of the Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Ghulibati Rum, the Romans would be defeated. Then number two, the Muslims would defeat the Quraysh at Badr. The moon will be split. The smoke would come upon the Quraysh, and they will go through a punishment. And so Ibn Mas'ud said, in the time of the Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, one of the punishments Allah had sent upon the Quraysh is they had a year of famine. And when everybody was starving and they weren't able to eat, when they looked up, they couldn't see the sky, it became blurry. It was like the smoke. Now this happened in the seerah. So Ibn Mas'ud says the smoke refers to that, but everyone disagrees with him. Allah Allah knows best the smoke that is referred to here. And if you look at the surah Dukhan, it is about Qiyamah. So the smoke is a different smoke about Qiyamah. So the smoke would emerge and the entire world would be covered in a black cloud. Then there would be major earthquakes as the earth begins to crumble and begins to break apart. Three major earthquakes. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, Ya ayyuha an-nas, O mankind, ittaku rabbakum, fear Allah, inna zalzalata sa'ata shay'un adheem. That verily the earthquake of Qiyamah, of the end of times, is something extremely severe. I mean, nothing that we can imagine. The whole world will begin to fall apart in the east, in the west, meaning the entire world will be overcome with major, major earthquakes. Then, and these things happen almost one after the other. We spoke about Dajjal, we spoke about Masih ibn Maryam, we spoke about the Ya'juj and Ma'juj. The smoke, and then three earthquakes, they're all three signs. One, two, three, seven. We've got three more to go. Then the Nabi says, two signs will occur on the same day. He doesn't know which one will come first. The Nabi says, the first of the signs to appear will be the rising of the sun from the west and the emergence of a creature out of the earth. A creature, a beast, will rise out of the earth. Whichever of them comes first, the other one will happen immediately afterwards. So, the rising of the sun from the west and the emergence of the beast. Are these mentioned in the Quran? We don't know anything much about them. They are inferred in the Quran. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, هَلْ يَنْذُرُونَ إِلَّا أَن تَأْتِيَهُمُ الْمَلَائِكَةِ. Do they wait until the malaika comes to them? أَوْ يَأْتِيَ رَبُّكَ. Or Allah himself comes to them. أَوْ يَأْتِيَ بَعْدُ آيَاتِ رَبِّكَ يَوْمَ. Or some of the signs of Qiyamah will appear. يَوْمَ يَأْتِ بَعْدُ آيَاتِ رَبِّكَ لَا يَنْفَعُ نَفْسًا إِيمَانُهَا لَمْ تَكُنْ آمَنَتْ مِنْ قَبْلِ. When some of these signs occur, it will have no bearing on you if you become a believer after that. If you did not believe before the sign, it's too late. And we know from the hadith literature, the Nabi says that when the sun rises from the west, there will be no more tawbah accepted. Now it's too late. It's too clear. That is, you know, there's no more discussion, no more dispute. So when the sun rises from the west, the doors of tawbah is closed. And then this beast of the earth, Allah mentions in the Quran, وَإِذَا وَقَعَ الْقَوْلُ عَلَيْهِمْ أَخْرَجْنَا لَهُمْ دَابَةً مِنَ الْأَرْضِ. And when the decree of the hour comes to pass against them, we will bring forth from them a creature out of the earth. What is this? Allahu alam. A creature, some living creature, will come out of the earth and will speak to them. تُكَلِّمُ النَّاسِ كَانُوا بِآيَاتِنَا لَا يُوقِنُونَ. And the people that he will speak to will all be disbelievers. Now again, it could be that if you want to link, as some people have mentioned, is this a sign that inside the earth there's this hollow earth, there's the Ya'juj and Ma'juj living in there, these earthquakes happen and these creatures are going to come out. Allah alam, we don't know. There is no hadith that explains what the beast looked like, what its features would be, what it would say. All we know is Allah mentions that a creature will come out of the earth and the last of the signs will then occur, which is a fire. The Nabi says the last of them will be the emergence of a fire that will start from Yemen or from Hijaz. Basically, all over the world, a fire will come and it will lock in. It will become smaller and smaller and smaller, causing the people to drive into Jerusalem or a certain land, and that's where humanity will become extinct. The Nabi says, how can I fear? That's when the hour would establish, and that the last group of people to survive, there will be no Islam, no Iman upon them. And the Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says, now, at this point, the end of the world will commence, the trumpet will be blown. So the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says, so those are the 10 signs. Dajjal, Nabi Isa, Ya'juj and Ma'juj, the smoke, the 3 earthquakes, the beast of the earth, the sun rising from the west, and then the fire that will gather all of mankind in one place. When all of them are in one area, then the trumpet will be blown. The trumpet, the angel that will signal the end of the world. The Nabi says, how can I feel at ease when the angel of the trumpet has put his lips on the trumpet and he's waiting for the order to blow? He's already put the trumpet on, he's already inhaled and he's about to blow, and he's only waiting for the command. In another hadith, Israfil, who is the name of the angel of the trumpet, is looking towards the Arsh of Allah, waiting for the command. Everything is ready, he's just waiting to blow the trumpet. And he does not blink out of fear he might miss the command, and so his eyes are like stars, he doesn't blink, just waiting for the command. And then he will blow it a second time, and of course that will be the resurrection. Allah says about the blowing of the trumpet, وَنُفِخَ فِي السُّورِ. This is of course confirmed in the Quran. And the trumpet will be blown. فَصَعِقَ مَنْ فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَمَنْ فِي الْأَرْضِ. And then every living creature on earth and in the heavens, every creature, everyone that's alive in the universe, will fall dead. Everyone will die. إِلَّا مَنْ شَاءَ اللَّهِ. Except a group of creatures Allah has exempted from dying. ثُمَّ نُفِخَ فِيهِ أُخْرَى. And then a second blowing will happen. فَإِذَا هُمْ قِيَامٌ يَنْظُرُونَ. And then all of a sudden, everyone will be resurrected, looking at Allah, looking and staring at the resurrection. And so, we'll talk, inshallah, about the resurrection, about the blowing of the trumpet when we get to Qiyamah. But as we can see from the ayah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will cause the world to end and everyone to die. Iblis, jinn, everyone will die by the blowing of the trumpet, except a few creatures who are exempted, and we don't know exactly who they are. It's assumed that creatures like Jibreel would be exempted, although there is a hadith that mentions even the angels will die, and Allah knows best. And we end off with the ayat about the end of the world in Surah Takwir. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, إِذَا الشَّمْسُ كُوِّرَتْ. When the sun is extinguished and put out, and the stars fall down in ruin, and the mountains are blown basically into dust, and when the pregnant camels, all the wealth will be left unattended, and the wild beasts will be gathered. Qiyamah is not only people and jinn, even the animals will be brought together. And when the seas are on fire, and the souls and their bodies are put back together, and when the baby girl who was buried alive will be asked, بِأَيِّذَمْ مِنْ قُتِلَتْ. Why were you buried alive? And when the records, وَإِذَا الصُّحُفُ نُشِرَتْ. And when your records will be placed open. وَإِذَا السَّمَاءُ كُشِطَتْ. And when the sky is torn apart. And when that, وَإِذَا الْجَحِيمُ سُعِّرَتْ. And when Jahannam is stoked to be fiercely hot. وَإِذَا جَنَّةُ أُزْلِفَتْ. And when Jannah is brought near. On that day, عَلِمَتْ نَفْسٌ مَّا أَخْضَرَتْ. Every person will know the deeds that they would have been decreed. Everything of your life will be presented. So, and then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, so there's a period, just to conclude this section about the 10 signs of Qiyamah will occur. The trumpet will be blown, and everybody will die. The earth will come to an end, and subhanallah, not only the earth, the entire universe. Allah says in the Quran, يَوْمَ نَطْوِ السَّمَاءَ قَطَيِّ السِّجِلِّ لِلْكُتُبِ. There will be a time when Allah will fold up all of creation like a scroll being folded. Allah will uncreate. Allah would collapse all of creation into one, like a scroll. كَمَا بَدَأْنَا أَوَّلَ خَلْقٍ نَعِيدٍ. That as it was done in the, we will recreate it a second time. وَعَدًا عَلَيْنَا إِنَّا كُنَّا فَاعِلِينَ. A promise that we will do. وَمَا Allah says, وَمَا قَدَرُ اللَّهِ حَقَّ قَدْرِهِ. That you have not given Allah a true estimation of His power. وَالْأَرْضَ جَمِيعًا. That all of creation, He will grab hold of it in a manner which befits His Majesty. قَبَدُّ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ وَالسَّمَاوَاتِ مُتَوِّيَتْ بِيَمِينِهِ. He will gather all of creation and hold it in His right hand. All of creation will be put together and He will hold it in His right hand. سُبْحَانَ وَتَعَالَى أَمَّا يُشْرِكُونَ. Glory be to Allah, to what they have, what they have committed shirk against Him. I end off with this very famous hadith, even though there is some kind of weakness in it, but it's something that we've all heard and it's something which we remember. That when the trumpet is blown and the world falls apart and everyone that hears it dies, Iblis and the devils, all of them die, the angel of death will come to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and Allah will ask the angel of Malik al-Maut, who remains in creation? And Allah knows who remains. And the angel of death, Malik al-Maut, will say to Allah, O Allah, Everybody is dead. The only ones that remain is Jibreel, Mikael, Israfil, the angels who carry your throne, they are still alive. The eight angels, there are eight angels that carry the throne of Allah. So then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will say to the angel of death, then let Jibreel die, and Mikael, and Israfil, and the angels who carry my throne, bring them to die also, cause them to die. And Malikil Maut will pull their souls as well. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will ask Malikil Maut, and who is left? And Malikil Maut will say, Ya Allah, everyone is dead. The only one that is alive is you and me, and there's no one else that's alive. And Allah will say to Malikil Maut, you are a creation, and your time has been basically, you have done what your purpose, you will also die. And Malikil Maut will die. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in a manner which befits His majesty, He will fold up all of creation, collapse it onto itself, and grab hold of it. And He will raise His voice in a manner which befits His majesty, and He will say, where are my partners now? Where are the kings and the tyrants and the... where are they now? And no one will be there to respond. It is only Allah, Al-Wahid Al-Samad, the one, the only, the supreme. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will recreate creation a second time. Allah A'lam, as we said, this appears to be some weakness, because some creations will still live, but this is a well-known hadith. And as Allah says, we have not given Allah a true estimation of His power. May Allah forgive us and grant us protection. And with this comes an end of the signs of Qiyamah. We will start a new chapter tomorrow, inshallah, the Barzakh, the real Qiyamah we will all face on the day that we die. Allah grant us a good death. Ameen. Ameen. Inshallah, last night's question. Ya'ajuj and Ma'ajuj, they will be killed by an insect, a worm. A worm will infect them in their necks, and all of them will die through some kind of infection. And let's see. Nazima Thebes. Thebes? Nazima is here. She's won the prize, alhamdulillah. And for the boys, the men, Muhammad Hanif Sali. Yeah? He's bunking today? Okay. So we have to. Ismail Samsuddin? Ismail Samsuddin? Oh, you know, not here. Rayyan Sali. Okay, Rayyan Sali. Okay, still, alhamdulillah. Well, the Salis are winning a lot this time. Jazakallah khair. And in our question for tomorrow, which two signs will occur on the same day? There were two signs I mentioned on the Nabi Sallam. On the same day, two signs will occur on the very same day. Which sign is it? We'd also like to thank everybody who contributed to our orphan program. We had an orphan program today. We had 70 orphans from different organizations. Took them out, and they had a wonderful day. Alhamdulillah. Jazakallah khair for your generosity. And may Allah grant us all blessings. Ameen. Wa sallallahu sayyidina Muhammad. Wa salam wa salim. Walhamdulillah rabbil alameen. Assalamu alaikum wa barakatuh.